Had it not been for Senator Dirksen, there would have been no Civil Rights Bill in 1964. Had it not been for the Republicans in the House and Senate, there would have been no Civil Rights Bill in 1964. A higher percentage of Republicans in the House and Senate voted for the Civil Rights Bill of 64 than did Democrats. Now, as far as this vote in 1966 is concerned, Senator Dirksen, as a matter of conviction, believed that that bill had some constitutional defects. The way to get at it is for the president to sign an executive order making it illegal to discriminate in any housing which is financed by federal funds or guaranteed by the federal government. That will take care of 80% of all new housing in the United States, and this Section 4 that all the argument has been about would take care of about 55%. So this administration is being hypocritical, and I think Negro voters and other minority groups will recognize that hypocrisy when they know the facts.